2237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll free, and you can get interactive with us and talk about anything. Maybe it's a political issue. Maybe you got a personal problem. We don't get those too often, but we love them when they happen. So feel free to chime in at 800-259-9231 and literally hijack the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including live streaming. So if you've got a shoddy radio station signal that you're listening to, you're out on the outer periphery of it, go ahead and tune in online at freetalklive.com. We got a broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version, so pretty much two flavors should be enough for everybody on the internet at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
As always, we got a bunch of good stuff to talk about tonight. It is your show, of course, so your calls take priority. 800-259-9231. And, man, which right before we started, you said you had some crazy news out of one of the areas here in the great state of Florida.
Well, Broward County, that's the county that has Fort Lauderdale in it, in case you don't know, is apparently outlawing teeter-totters at their in the public schools. Teeter-totters and running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teeter-totters, I could understand. I mean, if you've ever been on a teeter-totter and somebody else jumps off,
yeah,
that hurts. That's a jolt.
Knocks the wind out of you a little bit. I mean, yeah. It happened to me more than once.
Yeah.
And
if you're not ready, if you don't have your legs ready to catch yourself when you fall, that could hurt your back. I mean, seriously.
It could. Certainly.
I mean, I understand. Usually you're a kid that's on the teeter-totter, and so you can take a hit or two and be all right.
But, you don't weigh anything.
But either way, it's a jolt, and that's no fun. But running?
Andrea Levin is grateful that the Broward County Schools care about her daughter's safety.
Oh, yeah.
But this year, when they posted a sign that demanded no running on the playground, it seemed like overkill. I realize that we want to keep the kids from cracking their heads open, said Levin, whose daughter is a Gator Run elementary fifth grader.
Mm-hmm.
Gator Run. In Weston. But there has to be a place. But there has to be a place where they can get out and run. How do you like my
I agree
Andrea
that
Levin
there,
voice?
There really should be a place to get the kids out and run. You gotta tire them down a little bit. When I was in fifth grade, I kind of cracked my head open on the playground, and it was due to the fact that we were running.
Well, apparently,
really
all the things that I played on in school, the big tubes, vagrants, let's see, what else is there? Teeter-totters,
right.
You know, dangerous.
Right.
Merry-go-rounds, moving parts. That causes injuries.
No more fun, kids. It's all over now.
I mean, all these things, they got to go.
Fun can a kid have?
They got to be careful of sandboxes because of animals turning them into litter boxes. Cement crawl tubes, vagrants.
How much fun could a kid have on a playground without being able to run?
I think they have to run.
Yeah. I mean, really, what are you going to do?
What about the teachers? Can you imagine having a bunch of kids that didn't get to run at recess, come back in the classroom?
Right.
Not good.
I'm just even having trouble visualizing what kids would possibly do on a playground if there weren't running involved. Because you've got to, I mean, if you were to just be a butterfly flying by any old random playground,
that's what they're doing.
There probably would be 90% of the kids on that playground would be running
at any given moment
when you pass by. I mean, if you're not running, the only reason is because you're playing hide-and-go-seek or something,
right.
And then you're waiting to start running.
Since 1999, the Broward County Schools paid out $561,000 to settle 189 claims for playground accidents, about 5% of the amount of the district spent on all injury claims at that time. Mm. You know, it's this guy's job to make sure that the schools don't have claims. So
sure.
I guess the best way to do is duct tape the kids, put the kids in little straight jackets and send them out into a padded cell.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah.
Does anybody think this is a good idea? 1-800-259-9231. Anybody out there besides the bureaucrat that created the concept? No running.
It says here that no running on the playground seems crazy, he said, but your feelings change when you're in closed door meetings with lawyers.
I understand. I mean, I see what he's doing. He's got the job. He's got to He's got to reduce the lawsuits. And so, unfortunately, I don't know. That's just stunning to me.
It really is stunning. It really is. I mean, I don't know.
How could you? I mean, there's no other way that you could take. There's no other huge chunk of fun that could be removed from outdoor play for children. I mean, that's such a nothing, big component. Yeah. You've totally ruined it now. Well, totally.
My question is, I don't know private public how this would all work, but it seems like a release form would, handle most of this, right? You know,
sure.
Playgrounds are dangerous places.
Right.
I mean, sorry, kids are going to hurt themselves on playgrounds. Right. As long as there's playgrounds and kids, injury is going to result.
I like that. Yes, I understand that. I hereby understand that my son or daughter could get hurt on this playground,
I have
all responsibility.
Inspected the playground, and I've deemed it safe enough for my child.
To run on.
You know, just a nice waiver. Every parent had to sign.
Well, there you go. Now, see, you're thinking like somebody that's after a profit.
Just want kids to be able to run.
Well, right, but if you were in charge of the school, you're thinking of a way to allow the kids to run on your playground and at the same time protect yourself from lawsuits, because that's allegedly what this guy is doing. He's trying to protect the school board from lawsuits, but he doesn't have the profit incentive. It doesn't matter to him the kids are going to keep coming anyway. These are public schools. They're government-run schools. Kids are forced at gunpoint to attend them. And so it doesn't matter how draconian the rules get on the playground, kids are still going to be forced to go to these schools. Whereas if we had a free market in education, for instance, and some school came down with a decision, no more running on the playground, the parents would be outraged. The kids would be angry and outraged, and they'd tell their parents, and then the parents would call in and demand an explanation, and they'd say, well, we're tired of these lawsuits. And
I have a quote here.
Yeah.
I never thought about this until my daughter came home one day and said, Mama, I hate going to that playground. That's what they'd say to their parents if they were told that they couldn't run on playgrounds.
Of course. Yeah, why even go outside at that point? And so I think it's totally asinine. If this was a free market situation and lawsuits did start happening, then the market would move to correct it by doing something like what you suggested instead of this bureaucratic solution, which is to just simply take all the fun out of it completely. I think that's probably the saddest story, I mean, as far as kids are concerned, that I've heard all year long.
Yeah, it is sad.
My gosh. No running on the playground anymore. And you know what? It's probably going to spread. I mean, if assuming the parents don't join together in some sort of mass outcry and put a stop to this, which could happen. I mean, we were talking about this actually off the air last night after the show, is that government, to a very, very small extent, still does respond to consumer demand.
Mm-hmm.
Very small. I mean, we're talking
not
about
compared to companies, but yeah, it does respond.
I mean, they don't want you to really die because then you'll stop paying taxes. So they do sort of have to dance around a little bit.
Well, they're human and they respond to demands too.
Right, because we were talking about apparently in Florida, for instance, when you get your driver's license renewal notice. Yeah, every 6 years or whatever it is here, they require that you renew the driver's license, and that costs X amount of dollars. And if you did it online, it costs X plus Y. There was an extra online fee, which the tag department has completely removed now. They were charging you extra to do it online, when, of course, that's easier, it takes less manpower, etc. It was silly for them to be charging people to do it online, and so now they've stopped.
Yeah.
Why did they stop? Is there another driver's license bureau out there competing with them? No. They stopped because they must have gotten so many complaints. And actually, my suggestion was the bureaucrats were complaining, too, because they were working too hard.
Last quote here. Play is one of children's chief vehicles for development. Right now, looks like we're developing a nation of wimps.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Anybody think that running should be banned from playgrounds? It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps to provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
To the farthest corners of the earth. The explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, the Tuesday night edition. And we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 to 10 Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Ben Witch.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with over 27,000 posts for you to surf around through, hundreds of users interacting on a daily basis. So go and check it out. It's all free. It's fun. It's the digital playground at freetalklive.com. Wow. I'm still reeling from this news, man, which Broward County in Florida has passed some sort of an ordinance. There's some sort of rule modification now on all school school grounds?
Yeah, government schools. Public schools. It's 130-something schools, I believe.
Wow.
Having read the article, I...
There's no more running.
Didn't memorize this.
Now, no, I wonder, does this only apply to the playground? Are kids still going to be allowed to run in physical education class?
Well,
or is that
careful.
What's going to come next?
At least they're supervised there.
Okay. Well, in most cases, they're supervised at play. I mean, in elementary school, the teacher always brought the kids out and stayed there during the... I mean, maybe it works differently. It's been a while since the teachers out.
I recall there were a couple of teachers that were assigned to the playground at any given time. I don't know how many there were, but, you know...
There was always an adult present when we were on the playground. So, I mean, at what point are we going to stop kids from running during physical education class? Because now they can't run during playtime. And that is just so wrong at such a critical level. I mean, we're literally going to, as one person commented, turn our kids into a bunch of wimps.
Developing a nation of wimps.
And it leads perfectly into an excellent post by one of our users actually on the BBS. His name is Driven, and he's got himself a blog now. And his first blog post, I thought, was very good, so I wanted to share it here.
Okay, great.
And it ties in perfectly to this. The myth of freedom is what he calls it. If you're like most Americans, you'll read the title of this article and think to yourself, I am free. It's not a myth. It's a fact. I have the disconcerting challenge of proving you wrong, explaining how it got this way, and letting you know what we can do about it. Think about a typical day. Your alarm clock sounds off, so you wake up and turn on your light. The electricity that operates your alarm clock and light comes from a power company that has no competition. It's prevented from having competition from our government. Or rather, by our government. Lack of competition means that you have to pay whatever they charge for electricity.
Pretty much true.
You've lost the freedom to choose what you'll pay, in that you would choose another company if you didn't like the one that you had.
Mm-hmm.
You make yourself a little breakfast, eggs, toast, and milk. The government has forced you to pay for subsidies that drive the cost of these items up. The subsidies go to prevent farmers from growing too much. They actually get paid by the government to not produce. You, however, pay at least twice as much as you should. Subsidies are funded by your tax dollars, and you pay more for the products. The product costs more because there's less of it. Supply and demand. Not only do you lose the freedom to pay what a product is worth, but you lose the freedom to spend your money as you see fit. You shower, brush your teeth, get dressed, and watch a little television. The government regulates the water that you use. The regulation prevents competition. You're forced to pay a fixed price. The Food and Drug Administration approves your toothpaste. You've lost the freedom to choose toothpaste that may be more specified towards your needs and unapproved by said FDA. The Federal Communications Committee,
Commission,
regulates the television that you watch. You've lost the freedom to be entertained and informed in a manner that's appropriate to your personal tastes and needs, because your personal tastes and needs have been shoved aside for the common good. I want to prove my point at the bare minimum, so I'll assume that you are single and without children or pets. It's time for work. You walk out of the door and get in your car. Your car is regulated by a number of government bureaucracies, including the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Environmental Protection Agency, and the Department of Transportation, not to mention the local agencies that regulate it. There are restrictions to mileage per gallons of gas used, safety restraints, and fuel emissions. In this case, your freedoms are again restricted to making personal decisions for yourself. You may need a car that's less costly and can manage with less safety. While you're driving, you're restricted to government-monopolized roads and face a fine if you don't maintain a speed lower than the posted limit or higher than the posted minimum. You arrive to work.
Most places don't have a minimum.
On the interstate.
Yeah, interstate.
You arrive to work. For roughly 4 hours out of an 8-hour day, the money you're earning is being used to pay for all of the government programs and regulations. You will not be able to use whiteout unless you know how to research the dangers in a manufacturer's safety data sheet book, as required by a governmental bureaucracy known as the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA. OSHA takes your freedom away to do your job as you see fit. Instead, they implement their own plans and enforce them with expensive fines and threats. Once your workday ends, you must choose your favorite recreation or leisure. If you smoke and drink, you'll pay a sin tax. That is, if you're 21 or over. If you are a recreational drug user, you face prison time. If you watch a movie, it must have some sort of rating. If you frequent a nightclub, you must pay extra for booze, or pay a cover charge, to compensate the club owner for all of the rules and regulations that he or she must abide by. And that's a really salient point, because it should be noted that every time you buy something, and every time you go consume a service from a company, you're paying every penny of their taxes.
Absolutely. Otherwise, they're not making a profit.
Yep. So so companies don't really pay taxes.
No.
They pay them, but you cover them all by shopping there. If you live here in Delaware, for instance, you're not allowed to enjoy a cigarette in any public building, even if the business owner doesn't mind. You can't gamble.
That's not a fair state. Public, you know, public building. These are private buildings that the public is allowed into.
That's
you know,
true.
I mean,
good point.
Privately owned public building, maybe.
Yes. Good. Thank you. Touche.
Privately owned building maintained for public use.
Yes. Open to the public.
Open to the public.
Run by
privately owned people. Open to the public building. I like that.
Maybe let's see. You can't gamble unless the government has authorized it, like lotteries and that sort of thing. You cannot have sex for money without a politician saying so. Maybe you're more of an
outdoorsman. Nobody's really ever offered me any money, just so you know.
Maybe you're more of an outdoorsman. Instead of the nightclub, you prefer to hunt. Licensing and registration are necessary to carry a gun. Licensing and registration is necessary to hunt and fish. Maybe you decide to use your free time to plan a business. You must apply and pay for a license and hope for approval.
Daunting, daunting task, putting a business.
It really is. Yeah. I've looked into it, and I've looked into starting a radio station. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't afford the lawyer that I would have to pay for in order to just understand the legalese that's involved. You're forced to pay.
I know a good FCC attorney.
You're forced to pay a minimum wage. You're forced to disclose all of your personal financial information and the personal financial information of your employees. You've lost the freedom of free enterprise and the freedom of privacy. In fact, you can't perform one thing in your life without some sort of government involvement. How did it get this way? As you were reading the above paragraphs, you were no doubt saying, well, we need this kind of regulation, to at least one of the examples.
FCC.
You regime libertarian. More than likely, you haven't noticed all of the government involvement, because a majority of it is out of sight. You've probably thought that what affects you directly are minimal and barely intrusive, but when you scratch below the surface and see exactly how much it all affects you, it can be overwhelming. All of these lost liberties are a direct result of allowing one favorable rule and regulation to pass at a time. Not only does a law or regulation take one freedom away, but it also opens us up to more laws and regulations. Today, they're banning smoking, but tomorrow, it'll be junk food. More laws and regulations follow because every law and regulation brings a fresh new set of problems. More coming back, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Have you lost your freedoms? I think so. It's time to stand up for them again and get them back. Because that's all it takes. Stand up for yourself. Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Take control of the show.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The love song, We've Only Just Begun, may conjure pictures of summer weddings and passionate honeymoons, but my thoughts turn to cars. And when we come back, I'll tell you who's keeping me company. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Many are crooning Julio Iglesias' famous automotive tune, To All the Cars I've Loved Before.
Yes, according to a survey by Strategic Vision Research and Consulting Company, 75% of us have emotional attachments to our new vehicles, evoking feelings similar to those for our spouses and significant others. And this love affair isn't just a guy thing. Women as a group were somewhat more passionate than men. To ensure you and your car live happily ever after, don't neglect the TLC of scheduled maintenance. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, it's you can hear with you. And Manwich. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives. Last 6 days of the show. Right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days on the house. All of it is free. You just go scroll past day six. You see a link to our friends over at DownloadRadio.org.
It's a free-for-all. Free-for-all.
That's right. You see a link to our friends at DownloadRadio.org, and they'll provide you with months' worth of the show. All of it on the house at freetalklive.com, so go and check that out. All right, so we are talking to, we're talking about an article that one of our listeners wrote, and I thought it was excellent, so I wanted to
share. I like it so far.
He's talking about the myth of freedom, the idea that if we're told often enough that we're free, well, we must be, right? Well, gosh, we're free. We live in a free country. There's freedom here in America. No. No, it's going away. There are some freedoms in America, some that remain, but it's being decimated on a daily basis by the government, and we're all letting it happen. Americans are just kind of taking shot after shot. This old Gil, just give this freedom up. Oh, there goes another one. And as a result,
I agree with everything you're saying up to there, but the intimation that we are not free simply because one freedom is lacking, you know, perhaps there's the freedom to, you know, lick a stamp upside down on leap day.
Yeah.
You know, and that you can't do. That's the one regulation we've got in America.
Uh-huh.
And to say that we're not free because that's the one regulation we've got,
you're still not free. But we've got more than one regulation, and he points out that the problem is...
If, for instance, there's a law against shooting people on your property for picking a flower... Well, it's not. If I don't have total control of my property, it's not my property.
If you threaten someone with violence and they don't leave your property, then you should have the right to shoot them.
Oh, you're putting a caveat, though, my friend. You're saying that you have to threaten the person with violence first. You have to fire a warning shot.
No, you don't ever fire warning shots, man. Don't you know anything about firearms?
Don't you know anything? Saying.
Okay. I don't want you to give a bad idea to people out there. Don't fire warning shots. If you've got a gun, you can give a verbal warning. But if you're going to fire your gun, you better be intending to hit your target and kill your target.
There might be times that... your voice can't be heard as well, and a nice big loud report from a shotgun fired straight up in the air.
Oh my God!
Might work.
Get out of there! Because that stuff's going to come down, dude. You understand that, right?
Well, assuming that no wind air accident,
it'll come down somewhere.
Straight at 0 degrees, straight up and down.
It will come down somewhere eventually, and you could hurt somebody with that. Not a good idea. Don't listen to Manwich, and certainly don't take firearm tips from him. Continuing with this article. So he says that more laws and regulations follow each law and regulation because they create unintended consequences. And he uses drug prohibition as an example.
Excellent example.
And he lays it out here. Since making drugs illegal didn't stamp out the demand for narcotics, just like... By the way, last night we talked about abortion. Making that illegal is not going to stamp out that demand either.
I thought of an example, by the way, the other day.
Yeah.
I think it was last night, actually, I thought of an example. How about seatbelt laws? Those have been successful in getting more people to wear seatbelts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in that sense, People, obviously more people have died as a result of having to wear seatbelts. You know, the seatbelt-related injuries is what
That's
I'm
correct.
Saying, have gone up. But
it's unnecessary. That law is completely unnecessary.
I consider it.
In the state of New Hampshire, they actually have signage that says something, I'm paraphrasing here, says something like...
You should wear a seatbelt.
Yeah, you should wear seatbelts, but you're an adult. Make your own decision. That sort of thing. So, he goes on to say that the war on drugs instituted to prevent people allegedly from using or selling drugs. Since making drugs illegal didn't stamp out the demand, the drug sellers were able to make more money off of drugs.
Yeah.
Because the drug dealers were making more money, they became more productive of the turf in which they peddled their wares. Because they can't have legitimate business fronts like a store and have no police protection. I disagree with that. There are definitely drug dealers with police protection. In fact, some of them are police. They sell drugs in the streets and defend their marketplace with violence. Because violence inherently spreads to innocent bystanders, politicians decide to become tougher on drugs and violence. Because they're tougher on drugs and guns, it further perpetuates the black market value of said drugs and guns. Gangs are then formed to protect the turf. Addicts steal more to pay for their expensive habits. More government is enforced. This crackdown on drugs and violence does little to prevent drug use and murders, but it's very costly to innocent law-abiding citizens. Even drug users who are nonviolent are subject to having their property confiscated and imprisoned. As a matter of fact, more than 50% of all prisoners are incarcerated for nonviolent drug offenses. That means that murderers, rapists, and child molesters are set free early to compensate for overpopulation of our prisons. And he's not exaggerating with that statement. Still, most think that more government is the answer, because the politicians never admit that programs are failing. Instead, they insist that the laws just need to be tougher, and the drug war needs more funding. And it wasn't this bad before drug prohibition and the war on drugs, and it will be better after it ends. We should learn more government never solves our problems. It only makes different problems. How do we once again regain our independence and freedom? First, demand that your senators or representatives set term limits for themselves. If they fail, vote them out immediately. Second, cut the government back to its constitutional restraints. Got to agree with that one. Get rid of the war on drugs, farm subsidies, trade regulations, income tax, welfare, Social Security, government loans, government insurance, TSA, FDA, FCC, ATF, and anything else that violates the Constitution. This includes your favorite legislation, because you can't truly regain the freedom that you've lost without giving back the freedoms of others. Third, make Congress read the bills before they pass them and vote out anyone who increases the size of government. Know this, if we don't dramatically cut our government back and cut it now, we'll soon see unleashed moral and social decay, a tyrannical police state, and an economic catastrophe. Finally, institute a principled libertarian government, and until we take a stand to regain control of our own lives, freedom will continue to be a myth.
Mm.
Well done.
It's a great essay. You know, it's difficult to get people to vote against these little pet programs that they have, the things they like, the things that benefit them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be very difficult to vote at a politician that brings a lot of money home to the district. I was thinking about income tax.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, there's another libertarian talk show host out there that advocates the fair tax,
right,
which is essentially a national sales tax,
mm-hmm,
probably like 17% or something like that. And then I was thinking about that. I don't support the fair tax, and I know why I don't support the fair tax. The
right.
biggest reason why I don't support it is just because currently under the current tax system, I, being, you know, a salesman and having my own business and, you know, those kind of things, allow me to do a lot in the write-off area.
Mm-hmm.
I pay little in taxes as far as income tax goes. Compared to somebody who just works for a living,
sure,
in my same income bracket, I pay a lot less.
Got
because
it.
I write off a lot.
And the point is what?
Is that I like that because I benefit financially.
I see. Well, what you have to do is you have to couch it in terms of, well, let's see, do you really like, is this benefit really worth paying X amount of dollars per year, and is it really worth all of the other hassles that you have to go through? You have to kind of put it all on a scale for them.
My example doesn't work in that particular scenario.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Jason in California. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, guys. Is the free trade that you espouse anti-American or contrary, you know, to the security of our country?
What do you mean?
Seems to me that if you draw out the consequences of, you know, what laissez-faire capitalism or free trade, as you guys espouse it, that it's really contrary to the security of our nation.
I'd like to have you explain that for us, okay? Can you hang on?
Yeah. 800-259-9231.
How is this free trade
contrary to freedom? That's what he's claiming?
American security.
We'll find out. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show, Free Talk Live. You can take control and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies. Dozens of them that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we have therefore put them on our website because we appreciate every single one of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live, and we want to show you off. It's not a beauty contest, though, so don't get the wrong idea. There's women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors on there. So if you want to participate, you can go get the details at freetalklive.com.
I saw the new Shrine of Female Listeners page,
the development page.
That's the term.
We're working on a site redesign.
It's very exciting.
And that's why if you go to freetalklive.com, it looks like not much has happened in the past couple of weeks because there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, because Ian's still hoarding all the Shriner pictures.
Yes, but when the new site is launched, it will be a huge release, an explosion of new Shriners on the site, which is cool. All right, so join us online, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk again to Jason in California. Jason the Communist, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mailwich. Hello. Jason?
Smith, have you?
No.
Mr. Smith? What?
Mm-hmm.
All we heard was Smith. What?
Adam Smith. I've read Wealth of Nations, you know. I mean, I think you guys should actually read the damn book.
I've read Why Government Doesn't Work, and I've read a bunch of other books as well. And we've all read books. So
want to talk about this myth of the free market that I keep hearing. You know, anywhere on radio, for the most part, you know, a lot of people believe in free markets, and I really think that it's a false belief. And let me tell you why. I think that, first of all, there's always going to have to be limits on trade for reasons of national security. Now, let's say that, like, let me give you an example.
Okay.
Let's say that we sold, you know, the technology to the atomic bomb to, you know, to anybody that had enough money to buy it. Then let's say that we sold it, you know, to some third world nation.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden we have a competitor, somebody that can compete with us.
By the way, is it the government?
And excuse me?
Is that, when you say we, is it the government you're talking about?
Well, I'm talking about us, the nation, you know, people, you know, the citizens of the United States.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's one of the things, too. If you look at Adam Smith's book, he talks about wealth of nations, not the wealth of individuals. So at least he saw, you know, his ideas of capitalism and free markets within the context of nationalism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you guys...
Yeah, I don't
know,
like
I don't
nationalism.
Really hear espousing.
I don't like nationalism at all.
And let me just say this.
It's mindless.
If the government had stopped IBM from selling their punch card machines to the Germans in the 1930s, they wouldn't have been able to round up, you know, all the
people
that
they considered. Well, if we actually hadn't involved ourselves in World War I unconstitutionally as we did, odds are good that old Hitler never would have gotten in power in the first place. So there you go. There goes that argument out the window. And, you know, something you have to look at when we're talking about a free market. The only way...
No, that argument does not go out the window because...
Yes, it does.
Well, no, because IBM is still culpable for... selling their punch card technology to the Germans.
They should be punished on the free market, then. People should stop buying their products as a result of it.
Really? Let's say that the Germans had won because America had sold the technology to the Germans that basically, you know, let them destroy it.
Uh-huh.
Would you give a crazy man a knife so he could stab you? I mean, that's the type of situation that I think it really boils down to in terms of nation. And that's why I think that free trade is a myth, because... if you sell the vital technologies that make your military superior to all the other militaries
first of all, Jason, you don't get what you're not understanding here is you're not even looking at this under the correct light. When we're talking about a free market on Free Talk Live, we're talking about a free market that exists because the government is so small. You know, it's not a controlling thing. It's not micromanaging or anything that it does today. And so it would be a totally different country that you would be this market would be existing in. We don't have a free market today, and we haven't had a free market in a long time.
Yeah, it sounds like Oliver Twist to me. I mean, we've lived through this before. This is the reason why we have the system that we do have.
The reason why we have the system we have is because
for a 5-day work week. I mean, we weren't, you know, wasn't that a 5-day work week?
And they lost the fight. I mean, now we have these
40-hour work week. These are, you know, basically things that the left fought for and got.
Yeah,
and they lost. They lost that fight.
Thank the left for the weekend.
Think about this for a second.
No, I hate the weekend.
Independent contractors are popping up all over because that's what businesses are demanding, and they don't have a 40-hour
work week. Though I think that's a workers' comp thing. Though that's why a lot of people are, contracting out. At least here in
your idea. See, Jason, you can't conceptualize a free market because you always think there's this big government that's going to be around. Well, in a free market, that means the government's going to be very small.
It's an obvious contradiction. You can't have a free market. You know, you can't sell the technology that basically, you know, makes you, king of the world.
Well, in a free market, you don't need to be king of the world. See, this is what you just don't get. In a free market, it's the market that is the king. There's no government. I mean, the government's not involved in the marketplace at all.
Okay, so let me tell you this. It's a free market, right? Would you sell a man that wants to kill you a knife or a gun?
What sort of a crazy question is that, Jason?
Plato posed that question in Republic. You know,
if I knew a man wanted to kill me, I'd probably shoot him first.
Well, you know, it seems to me that you guys aren't willing to accept the fact that this free trade that you espouse is a lie.
What? I'm sorry, but what you're not accepting is the idea that to have free trade and to have a free market, government would be virtually non-existent. So none of these concerns that you keep bringing up are valid.
No, they are valid. What about armies? I mean,
There would be no army. There would be a defensive...
You guys are neo-fascist.
Are you talking about? You're out of your mind. Thanks for the call, Jason. See you later. We'll talk to you again sometime. I don't know. 800-259-9231. Neo-fascists? What kind of a fascist wants to get rid of the military? Look, I'm fine with the Navy for defensive purposes, but we've talked about this before, and we'll address it coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you. And, man, what's showing us online, freetalklive.com. We got a bunch of great stuff there. It's all free. We got live streaming. The bulletin board system, archives, trying to female listeners, much, much more. All of it on the house, freetalklive.com. You know, we've talked to Jason the Communist several times in the past on the show.
He's no idiot. I'll make that very clear.
No, he's an interesting person to talk to. However, you know, one of the problems is I don't have the caller level control here in our studio, and so it's not easy to jockey the volume of the caller, so we listened pretty much to everything that he had to say, but when we try to ask him questions, or when we try to throw out some sort of point of information and follow it up with a question, he constantly jumps in and starts going on back on his track again.
Well, so that's why we have to caller that's managed to work.
I understand
system.
That. That's why we have to address his points when he's gone. And so what I wanted to get to was that he was claiming that this free market, the free market would be dangerous in that, you know, the marketplace would sell all this violent, dangerous military technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but you're not looking at the situation as a free market. To have a free market, you must have no government involvement at all. That's the definition of a free market. Anything else is semi-constricted, regulated, semi-controlled, which is what we have today. We have a controlled marketplace, and that's bad. And the government is huge. Now, to get to this free market, we have to reduce the size of the government, and that includes the military. And I'm all for defense. I want to make it clear. You know, when I say things like getting rid of the army, it sounds like I'm crazy. We can't get rid of the army. Well, the Constitution says that we're only supposed to have it together for a maximum of 2 years at a time. And I'm sorry, that doesn't mean that you get to renew it every 2 years.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what they are doing. But there's a reason why they only prescribed it. I mean, if they wanted it to be renewed every 2 years, they could have just said, there's an army. They wouldn't have put that provision in the Constitution.
Sure.
The reason that was there was to prevent us from having a standing army sitting around wanting to do something. Because if you've got a bunch of troops and you've got a bunch of arms and people in power, the people in power are going to be likely to use those troops. So that was the idea there. So try to visualize, Jason, and the rest of you that are afraid of the free market, try to visualize a country, an America, where there is no army or marines, where we're purely defensive, the way we're supposed to be, by the Constitution. Again, man, which the Constitution specifies the Navy, I could live with that. Okay?
And I think the Navy and the Air Force have some
similarities. Only for defensive purposes, though. That's it. I mean, the idea with the Navy was it was supposed to sit around the shoreline of the country and for defensive purposes. And today we've got them going all around the world. So we're talking about a total paradigm shift in how you view the military. And if that's the case, then we're not going to have the arms races that we've had in the past, because no militaries in the world will feel threatened by ours. If we withdraw our troops from all of the countries that we're in, the 130-plus nations that we currently occupy, if we close down and sell off the 700-plus military bases that we occupy around the world, that's going to send a huge message to the entire world's population that, by the way, hates our guts right now. I think even Jason would agree with that. It would send a message that, hey, maybe these guys are being serious about being principled again, and maybe they won't mess with us with their weapons anymore.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I let you go the whole time without rebutting that at all.
Yeah, you've just been absorbing it all. You'll have to hold your thoughts.
I didn't realize we were on such a short segment. Apparently, I'm not the professional broadcaster. You are.
800-259-9231. Coming back with more. This is your show. You can take control. And Manwich will rebut in hour number two. This is Free Talk Live.